Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
Go outdoors around sunrise this time of year, and you're likely to hear birds seemingly singing from everywhere. It's as if they were trying to tell us something, which they are. It's mostly the males telling us that they're staking their claim to a territory and that they're looking for a mate. Bird vocalizations are generally categorized as calls or songs. We hear bird calls all year. Calls are used to communicate with other birds, such as announcing the presence of a threat, the discovery of some food to share, keep track of other members of a group, cry for help, and such. It's kind of like everyday chatter. Much of what we hear this time of year is song. Males do most of the singing. The reason we've been hearing so many birds singing now, of course, is because birds are establishing their territories and also looking for a mate. Singing is a bird's way of declaring their intentions. Bird songs are considered to be rather musical and complex vocalizations compared to calls, and the quality of a bird's song, such as pitch, volume, fullness, etc., is an indication of the overall health or fitness of the bird. The song is telling other males to get lost while crooning to the females. If all goes well for the male, the other males will get the message, and the females will be impressed. All this singing, however, is not without risk. Singing obviously announces the presence of the bird to potential predators. Plus, it's also energetically expensive. But it's apparently worth the risks. In a few weeks, things will quiet down. By then, many of the birds will be nesting. Before long, the young will need to be fed. There's other business to attend to. So take some time to enjoy all the birds singing over the next few weeks. And consider how important these songs are for birds. But one has to wonder if some of this singing isn't simply the exuberant enjoyment of life. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. Subscribe to the podcast or find past episodes at prairiepublic.org.